Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Next segment, I'm going to get into the deadly bioweapon inside the vaccines they're developing. They can't even hide the fact it's going to make you sick because it's going to kill you down the road. This is life-saving information coming up, and here's a powerful report. It needs to be seen. Here it is.
We don't got to kill the Clintons. We'll make them kill themselves. How's that? Reign of terror.
We learned 6 months ago how staffers within the Bernie Sanders campaign have been planning a violent reign of terror. How they were planning an organized show of force and the destruction of property.
These people are motivated by fear. And if we mobilize and if we show, we make a show of force and a show, and so that, like, they're very strong and we've put in work and we're very powerful now, I think you'll have a good many people who are going to back down off of it, who are going to be so afraid that they're going to back down off that position. Just like a militant labor movement that's willing to one, strike, and if necessary, just destroy property and things like that.
How they were planning to burn cities.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
Cities burn.
How they were organized with Antifa.
We don't want to scare people off, so you kind of got to feel it out first before you get into the crazy stuff. But
what kind of crazy stuff? Tell me.
You know, we were talking about, you know, more extreme organizations and stuff like Antifa. You know, we're talking about the yellow vests and all that. But, you know, we're kind of keeping that in the background.
And that they were willing to murder.
What are we going to do with those people that resist the change? Because that's a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you what. In Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries?
They shot them on the beach.
You want to fight against the revolution? You're going to die for it, motherfucker.
Their reign of terror has arrived in the Black Lives Matter movement. And their main target is every law-abiding citizen in America. After weeks of unprecedented mayhem, we can clearly see their tactics. They stop traffic unannounced on major freeways or thoroughfares, placing a burden upon thousands of random men and women across the nation just going about their business. If anyone protests, asks for passage, or expresses anything other than submissive silence, they are attacked by the mob, dragged out of their cars, and beaten. We have had several drivers shot at.
A 27-year-old defense attorney shot a driver in the head during a protest.
These are random men and women who happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And after being dragged from their cars, beaten, and shot at, they are accused of somehow attacking the protest. The media supports this lie. Mainstream outlets running outrageous headlines, suggesting that any random person who gets attacked by the mob had it coming, and that the angry mob is morally superior to all of us.
This is us just trying to create a world filled with love and kill off the hate.
In Austin, Texas, according to his recent statement, Daniel Perry was driving for a rideshare company, unaware of any protest, when he turned right onto Congress Avenue and encountered a group of protesters. Several people started beating on his vehicle, and an individual carrying a rifle, Garrett Foster, quickly approached the car and motioned with the rifle for Perry to lower his window. He complied, thinking that Foster was the police, but when Foster began to raise his rifle towards him, Perry shot and fired. Garrett Foster died that night of gunshot wounds. Daniel Perry is a free man because this was self-defense. Also in Austin, Texas, the city council wants to expedite the demolition of the APD headquarters. They want to blow up the police headquarters as soon as possible. And the mayor wants to take guns away from law-abiding Texans. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are now into hour number two on this August 2nd transmission. I, again, don't have time to take calls today. I want to take calls. I intend to take a lot of calls during the week on my weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. You have David Knight, obviously, in the mornings here, doing a fabulous job from 8 a.m. until I go live. Then Owen Schroyer knocking it out of the park with the War Room. And that is, of course, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, doing a lot of special live reports at night that go out on the radio and TV satellites and internet streams. And I came in yesterday and did 2 hours live with the crew from 3 to 5 p.m. And we had crew out until 1 a.m. or 1:30 a.m. this morning covering the insanity that unfolded here in Austin. We have time in the last segment. I'll show some of that footage. They're still bleeping some of it. There's so much cussing by Antifa and BLM. But let me right now get into this. I understand if you're a new listener and you've heard about InfoWars, you've heard us demonized, but you've decided to tune in and hear what all the hubbub's about, that a lot of this stuff doesn't sound real. I understand. I was the same way 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when my dad said, hey, you ought to read Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Technotronic Era, when I was about 12, and I was reading some World War II adult history. He said, why don't you read this? And you know, I didn't read that Brzezinski book for 3 or 4 years, and then when I read it, I didn't understand a lot of it. And later I read more of his books, but he said we're setting up a world government. We, the elites, control organized crime because we want to be in control of it. We run the pedophile networks. I remember asking my dad about that when I was like 16, 17. He goes, yeah, they use it for blackmail and control. I mean, none of this is new, ladies and gentlemen. It's just gotten a lot worse. Or maybe we just know more about it. But now they're out in the open with the CEO of Microsoft writing the opening for Klaus Schwab that runs the Davos Group, saying we're building a world with no humans, with zero carbon, and humans are bad, and we're building an infrastructure to cut off the human economy because carbon's poisonous, which it isn't, part of the life cycle on Earth. But by doing that, they've set it where they take control, they tax it, they literally can engage in siege and kill you. And now they say, we're cutting off the world economy. We're keeping you in your homes, and it's for COVID. Of course, it's not. COVID isn't killing millions of people from starvation. The lockdown is. COVID isn't causing the depression. The lockdown is. And they go, but it is helping the Earth lower the carbon footprint, and that's a good thing. And Bill Gates says he's going to lower human carbon to zero, and the whole TED Talk crowd laughs because they're in the club where you talk about killing almost everybody except you, the enlightened elites. Oh, but we're not going to kill people based on race. It'll be based on your decisions and how you behave and if you're a good globalist off of a social score. And Schwab said that. to it years ago in his book, that they will decide at the global level what good behavior is, and then you will be valued on whether you live or die according to that score. And now it's here. Oh, we got to kill Granny because we can hire 10 teachers. They're getting rid of teachers and bringing in online. You're all obsolete. And when you decide that some other group, because they're poorer than you, or because they've got different color skin than you, or because they're young, or because they're brain damaged, or because they're old, that they don't have value, and that you're going to get ahead because you cut them off and starve them to death, you've just been tricked into a zero-sum game. The pie stays one side, they control the pie, and they... So notice, on one hand, they say, don't be competitive, get rid of the family, get rid of men being men, women being women, things that make us strong and territorial and not giving up our territory. But on the other side, they say, oh, but we got to lower everybody's standard of living to make the poor happier, but that's actually going to lower their standard. Well, they're these ultra-billionaire, trillionaire people above the law who say they want to kill everybody, but they think you're so dumb, you don't go read their white papers. But now they think you're so dumb, they put it in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and NBC News, that the post-human world's here, and it's going to be so beautiful. Looking forward to the end of humanity, COVID showed us we're just bad and broken. We're pathetic, and we've got to throw the towel in and give it up. Sounds like some flying saucer lands and goes, you are pathetic and weak. Those of you that serve me may live a few years. Everyone else will die. Now, take this shot to be healthy. You're like, to the alien ambassador, you go, you just said you want to kill me, but now you got a shot that saves me. That's not an alien ambassador. That didn't happen. Bill Gates is saying, I want to kill you. I want to abort you. I want to euthanize you. I want. You're a useless eater. You're a piece of crap. You're a piece of garbage. You're a piece of slime. Over and over and over and over and over and over again. But then, oh, he's got a shot for you to keep you safe, which is going to make you sick. Yeah, it's like in Mars Attacks where they're running around killing everybody, but they're saying, don't run, we are your friends. You say, well, that's dumb. Why have real militaries actually done that before, saying, don't run, we are your friends? Because it makes enough people hesitate long enough in a combat situation, if they hear a tank saying in your own language, hey, we're here to help you, the war is over, you know, people will hesitate and they'll get killed. You ever seen Saving Private Ryan, which is a fictitious story, but it's based on real events. It's kind of historical fiction, they call it. But there's the German soldier and the American soldier fighting in this house combat, and they're fighting with their bayonets. They'll try to stab each other. And the German says, oh, wait, I give up. I'm your friend. And the American GI who has the initiative hesitates for just a minute. And the German rolls over on him and drives that knife right in his chest. And that's all that is. Just don't run. We are your friends. You're like, you know they're the enemy. You know they're coming to kill you. They've said they're doing it. And you know why Bill Gates says, I want to reduce populations? You know why he does all that? Because he has to get all his adherents and all of his minions to think he's powerful if he can be up there at a TED talk saying, we're going to kill grandma, we're going to kill you. We're going to get rid of humans. I love Planned Parenthood. There's too many people. Now it's time for the Great Reset to cut off the economy and stop the carbon footprint. That's all this is. It's bigger than Trump. They're strangling the Western economy. They always had a plan to strangle it. They always had a plan to shut it down. And when we implode, the third world dies. Depopulation. 100+ million people starve to death the next year. UN already says millions have already died. But they don't humanize you and show you each child starving to death in Latin America and in Africa and many other areas. No, they show you the one black guy being killed by a cop. Didn't even know what he was doing. He was trained by his department to do that. I'm not defending it. But that one guy comes for the reason to burn down America and your own future because the media owned by billionaires that hate you said so because they want to stop Trump, one of the only billionaires that wants a service economy and believes in people because that's what he owns, is golf courses and hotels and casinos, and his whole world is geared towards hospitality. He likes who he is. He likes his hot wife. He's projecting onto you that you're powerful and that you're amazing and that you're beautiful and that you're going to do incredible things. And he tells you that. The whole left says, you suck, you're racist, America's bad, we can't wait to get rid of the humans, blah, blah, blah. So we all feel crappy about ourselves and crawl into a grave they've dug for us. But that's not our destiny. And so Trump's got his issues, we all do, but at the end of the day, he loves empowering the average person. He loves success, and he's into positive thinking, and he wants a pro-human future, and he doesn't jive with all these hunchback, pedophile, New World Order people that are going down. You know, I'm going to hit the vaccine news at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to hit all the big world government news and all of that then. But you know what I'm going to hit when we come back? I'm going to hit the good news. The global awakening and anti-pedophile rallies spontaneously popping up all over the world, and Bill Clinton caught red-handed at Epstein Island, and how the House of Cards is coming down. The dominoes are in play, baby, and beautiful things are happening. So praise sweet Jesus. We'll be right back.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I got off the riverboat in New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house, as gamblers often do. I had myself a drink and I joined in a poker game. The dealer was a woman, so I asked her for her name. She smiled at me so pretty.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Let's get into some of the good news that's unfolding. The globalist social engineers want a global government, an anti-human future in their own world. It's a total megamaniacal power trip. They want to control technology and build a system where the general public is obsolete, bare minimum. That's stated public. Imagine if Hitler was saying in 1937, when I get control of Germany fully, I'm going to get control of Europe. And I'm going to set up a European Union, and then I'm going to take over the world and have 10 regions, 3 super regions. I'm going to put Edward VIII, King of England, over the EU, and then we're going to go in and economically take control of all these countries, and then we're going to taint vaccines and other drugs and food until it slowly poisons all of these non-white people, and then we're going to exterminate them. Well, people would have really been against Hitler. Here's the deal. Hitler got all that from Margaret Sanger and the Rockefeller Foundation in Cold Springs Harbor, New York, on record. It's all historical fact. Just unbelievable volumes have been written of documents about it. Hitler was just a spinoff that this very group put out, who they then built up and told he was going to be able to take over. So it was a dialectic of his race-based extermination versus the globalist that wants to exterminate all the poor people. And they created that dialectic in the Overton window, so Hitler looks extreme over here, so they don't look extreme. And that's the Overton window. You don't know what the Overton window is, you need to research it. So instead of us going off communist systems that are class-based, oh, the rich are bad, they're evil always, let's get rid of them. Well, that's the ultra-rich always financing that to get rid of middle class and other rich people they don't control because they don't want innovation, they don't want competition, they want monopolies, they want consolidation. That's what John D. Rockefeller the first said was, competition is a sin. It's actually on an old film before he died, like 1901 or something, going, competition. Whenever the recording system came out, he's like, competition is a sin. He's like handing dimes out to people. So they want monopolies. And the ultimate monopoly is that humans have to be born in laboratories. The ultimate monopoly is seeds don't produce seeds that grow plants anymore. You got to buy them from Monsanto every year, which they've had for 30 years. That's their plan. And we don't figure into it like the great George Carlin said. And let's do play the Mars Attacks intro next segment, guys, please. Let's not forget. Thanks. And what they base their whole takeover plan on is memory. Memory is the greatest form of intelligence. And it's the great part about memory is that you can train it to be better. And the crew's awesome. And so much is happening and so much is going on. I do it all the time. The way phones train us and TVs train us and the culture trains us, there's lots of constant information coming at us. So we forget the last thing we were going to do. I do it more often than the crew does. And if you look at what the globalists say, they brag and they go, everything we have hinges on the fact that they don't have a memory of how we lie to them and how we cheat them and how we've consolidated power over them. And so we think moving minute to minute, only addressing things as they come at us, is somehow being oblivious is powerful. It's not. Because the globalists have a long-term strategic goal. They remember everything. They go back and look over it. They study it to have that angle over everyone. That's why the attention span in 1970 was 30-something minutes. It's less than 10 seconds today. That's why Bill Gates and Steve Jobs would not let their children have phones or iPads when they first came out. And you look at that child, they want that thing because it's programming them and it's fundamentally taking them away from you forever. So you want to sit there and talk to your husband at dinner? Hey, it's real easy to do it, but let me tell you, your child will never look at you in the eyes the same way, and the deeper you let them go into this, I'm saying the biggest future businesses will be rehabilitation centers to hook people up to brain scans and show them what computers have done and to help people get out of this. Because you think heroin's a drug, you think alcohol's a drug, it's nothing like the flicker rate and the way that they've designed the computers and the screens to trick your mind and manipulate your dopamine. And all the big tech heads admit, we make it as addictive and destructive to play on your weaknesses and control you and make you alone. All of you are alone. And now you're locked in your house, and now you got to wear a mask, and now you got to fear other humans. But you don't fear that little computer in your hand that's your only gateway, your only window into the world. And in that little distorted window, the Overton window, they can show you all this extremism of pedophiles convicted in schools, bouncing kid on their knees, and police stations being blown up, and that those are the good guys, and all of this evil. And Satanism, it's good, and your child sees it through this little blinders, this little window of a controlled reality that the AI globalist psychiatrists, psychologists are hammering your children through. But let's go over the good news. Dr. McCam shot, please. Billionaire sex offender Epstein once claimed he co-founded the Clinton Foundation. Well, actually, he didn't claim that, as Fox News says. He was one of the co-founders of it. And Clinton flew hundreds of times, not 24 times, not 28 times, not 40 times, hundreds of times on that aircraft and other aircrafts and another known pedophile sheik that they both flew on. And he's on the logs going to Epstein Island at least three times. And they have documentaries of the official grounds manager and others saying, I saw Bill Clinton in there. I saw Prince Andrew in there. But Bill Gates said he never went to France, to Epstein's home, or to his seven-story pervert base. Turns out he would stay there for weeks on end. And so would Bill Clinton, who said he didn't have sex with that woman and who settled all those rape cases with women. They all said the same story. He gets a woman in a room, usually like in a hat room or a closet right off from a big event. He likes to rape women when there's a big to-do going on, and he bites them on the lip to the point of them bleeding. And then he rapes them, and if they fight him, he smacks them. And that's who he, and look at Hillary. I mean, she worked for pedophiles out of college, defending high-profile pedophiles that rape little girls. Look at that sharp demon face. Look at that monster. The people that are so evil around her, they like that attitude. Look at this. 200-plus raise awareness of sex trafficking at rally in Arizona Capitol, azfamily.com. Way more than 200. And they're out there exposing pedophile rings, Epstein, all of them. It's all coming out. People get it. Hunter's rally in Salt Lake to end of human trafficking. That is the secret currency of the globalist. Rise up, rallies, raise awareness of evils of human trafficking. WLOX. It's all over the news. Epstein made teen girl have sex with Prince Andrew. In blackmail bid, court documents report. Met police destroyed records. That's in London. The night Prince Andrew allegedly had sex with a teenager in London, this former royal protection officer. Bill Clinton denies visiting Epstein Island, even though we have the logs he was there and the witnesses. Not just the girls, but the manager of the place said, no, I see Bill Clinton right in there.
Oh, Bill Clinton never did anything wrong. He never does anything wrong.
But it's all coming out. Infowars.com.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day.
that we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
In fact, I want to thank Globalists for all the death threats and attacks and lawsuits and lies. All that's done is give me a big kick in the ass to work harder and fight to make sure I carry out this mission. You got a tiger by the tail. And I'm just an archetype of the American people, of every race, color, and creed, who are one race, the human race. And God's soul and energy, like breath, blows into our sails together. We're on a ship together, and we love each other. And we're going to override your evil, and we're going to break your will, Satan. By the way, I should have talked more about this. This is in Hollywood, the CNN News Center, being stormed by protesters, exposing the fact that they had Bill Gates on. And Anderson Cooper's like, you're not connected to Epstein. That's insane. And Gates is like, I know. You're just in the WikiLeaks. You're just in a seven-story torture dungeon, and you've been implicated in all the rest of it. I mean, you know nothing about Epstein. You can type in the headlines. Gates denies knowing Epstein, denies staying at his house. Turns out he practically lives there when he's in New York. It's disgusting. And so Cooper's up there attacking everybody, which is beautiful. He's so disconnected from reality, he thinks he can lecture everyone and tell them there's no pedophilia, there's no blackmail rings, there's no deep state, and that people don't go, oh, my God, there is. You're such a liar. So here's what happened in Hollywood. Changed my mind about QAnon, and that's kind of like change your mind about a restaurant because the food gets better. I've been set up. I've been given this info before, so I get paranoid. And I know how these honey traps work with this info, but I knew who set up Q. I knew it actually was out of the White House, not Trump, but one of the people, and I knew who was pushing it. And then it got out of control, and some other groups were able to manipulate folks and put out this info. And so the people involved in original Q asked me to, you know, come out against it. And but then I saw it becomes such a big grassroots thing about real activism and became positive. The globalists decided it was bad. You know, it's about a month ago. I go 2 months ago. I said, you know, I like Q now overall. It's got some pitfalls because anybody can pose as it, but just be careful. Overall, a lot of good people are involved. It's taken off. It's a way to anonymously do things. And so as long as you're careful, I think it's good. And I said, I predict it gets banned, which it's getting banned now. So I never judge the average Q person. While you're doing great work, it's just to just believe random stuff instead of all the big meat and potatoes sometimes. It's like this. People say, do you like Anonymous? I've been asked that so many times by the press and citizens in the last 15 years or so, since the Guy Fawkes, you know, movie, V for Vendetta came out, people started seeing that as a revolutionary symbol. And I'd say anybody can wear a mask. A lot of people in Guy Fawkes' masks are great. Some are bad. So I said, anything anonymous, you got to be careful about. That's all I'm saying. But overall, it's gotten the public involved, and it's gotten people out to be really angry and really engaged. And you see black, white, Hispanic, and Asian together saying, all God's children, free God's children. And you've got the media attacking them, saying it doesn't exist and it isn't happening. They didn't just have that Frontline piece against me this week. They had a bunch of other PBS pieces that were produced. I didn't have time to watch all of them, but I was sent seven or eight. I watched two of them the last few days, and man, they're like, Jones is very evil. He claims there's kidnapping rings tied to the government for blackmail. And the comments are all on YouTube, just like, you're scum, you're covering up. I mean, but they just keep gaslighting and gaslighting and gaslighting and gaslighting. And I think the main reason I started turning against Q early on was not just knowing that it had been taken away from people that started it, and it just kind of gotten decentralized, but some bad actors were there. It was also that, you know, there were a few people that are mentally ill that I'd be sent videos from, like, yeah, I used to be with Trump. I used to like him, but now I'm with, you know, Robert Mueller, and I'm now with, you know, such and such, because, you know, they're really the good guys. It's just like, but it doesn't matter. When you get the general public to wake up, It's like a student driver. They're going to wreck some cars. They're going to have some problems. That's just part of the muddling through it. So I think Q's overall is positive. I'm just saying, be very careful, like Arlington Road. That movie's so accurate, how they lay out, how they set you up. If somebody tells you, hey, that ship's really full of slave children, go attack it with a train, or go attack the Hoover Dam, that's globalist operatives posing as Q, manipulating you. And please don't go out on secret missions to attack the Prime Minister of Canada's house, like that poor guy did, because that's how they run these operations. So something like Q that's esoteric is very, very easy to be manipulated by the dark side. But if it gets crowds out protesting pedophilia and the New World Order and global government and becomes overall a positive thing, I'm like, hey, it's becoming positive and people are taking back control of it that are good. And now maybe folks in the White House are saying maybe Q can be useful. But I mean, I'm in the real conversations with like Roger Stone and people at the White House and stuff. And this isn't like I'm just up here telling you all this. They're attacking me in congressional hearings in Congress, folks. They want me arrested. I mean, I'm straight shooting you here. All I'm saying is we should not have any infighting in this movement of liberty. And maybe I'm guilty of that. I just know the Q people started it with me, and so that's why I took the bait. Well, I'm not doing it. I love Q. The general idea of awakening and standing up for children. Does that mean the whole thing's perfect? No. Everything needs to be looked at carefully. Now, folks, we have developed in the last year plus what I believe is the very best activated charcoal toothpaste out there. And you get cleaner, healthier teeth and gums and fund the info war. That is a true 360 win. You know, my dad's a dentist. He's not even really retired. I always say retired. He doesn't practice anymore. But I came to him and I said, I love activated charcoal toothpaste. People are asking for it. Can you develop one with a top developer, one of the top labs in the U.S. that doesn't have all the silicate and all the extra additives to it? He said, absolutely. Well, it came in a month ago. It's amazing. It's better than the test samples I had. We also have the activated charcoal toothpaste that's got all these essential oils in it. And if you want clean, fresh breath, the way it neutralizes the plaque, the way it neutralizes the bacteria and the bad breath, the way it cleans the teeth, and here's the key, in a enamel-safe way. When you see enamel-safe on toothpaste, that means it doesn't clean with a bunch of abrasive garbage that eats your enamel. It cleans with natural essential oils and with the activated charcoal in a way that does it in a non-destructive fashion. So get your Dr. Jones Naturals activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. When you're on the site, there's also a link to DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, where you don't just find the toothpaste and the mouthwash, but nine other products that my father, with a top supplement developer, came out with. It's his company, but he's a big sponsor of ours. We're diversifying here. We really appreciate my dad stepping up in the last year to continue to help support what we're doing here. He's a hardworking guy, and he said, how can I help you get the message out? And I said, Dad, launch your own company to support us. He did it. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals activated charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products.
with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste at a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad. People said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarStore.com right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Listening to, well, the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind. You know, if I sound really positive, it's because I saw a lot of good things happen this weekend that I won't have time to get into today. We'll probably cover it tomorrow. But the police finally ended their stand down in Austin, Texas, just like they've ended it in Seattle and Portland, at least partially. They had gun trucks. We have the videos. They're on InfoWars.com. Driving around with guys in the back with guns. And the police started telling them on loudspeakers that were following them. They said, with the Antifa scum, they're not protesters. They're terrorists taking control of the roads. The cops acted like that for no reason. I'd say they're terrorists. And the cops were telling them, hey, you lift that gun up again, you're going to be arrested. You pointed at us, we're going to respond. And guess what? Little commie dumbasses basically threw a fit after a while and left. Because let me tell you, this was a beta cuck parade, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the guy that got killed last weekend? He's like, these people are all pussies. I'm going to go out and intimidate them. He'd been out all week. The police were told to stand down. Coming up to people, we're doing a four-year deal to get it, aiming guns at them in front of the city council. Like, I'm not looking for trouble. You walk up to me and aim a gun at me, I'm going to reach my glove compartment, you're going to get a bullet right between your chest. Well, that's what he got. I mean, do you know how many dangerous people there are that have owned businesses or owned liquor stores or been bouncers or been in the military or former police that are not even PTSD? It's not even PTSD. You see somebody, they look like they're in camo uniform. He thought it was a cop. He rolls the window down. Everybody's beating his car. And the guy raises a gun and the guy shoots him. I mean, that's how real people operate. And you're dead. The guy that killed you, the Army sergeant, wasn't LARPing, son. He took you for real, like he is. Like, if he starts aiming a gun at you, you're probably about to die. Well, you aimed one at him, so you died. I take no pleasure in that. But it does show all you meth heads and all you drug addict devil worshippers that you want to go out and you think dominate us because you think we're weak and we're scared. No, you've taken our restraint for weakness because we don't want to become anything like you, because when people like me or many others start killing, we really start killing people. And so you need to know, son, that we're not coming after you. We're coming after your bosses. And that's why the globalists who've taken our kindness for weakness, our restraint for weakness, need to know. And I can see they're scared now. Bill Gates is scared. Fauci's scared. Democrats are scared. You better be scared. Your house of cards is coming out. Because here's the thing. We're willing to die. I'd rather fix this than have it happen. But if you think threatening us with jail or death or little death squad scares us, first thing one of your death squads makes a move on me or any of the leadership of the Liberty Movement, the first time you do that, I don't have to give orders on air. Nobody does. It's open season on you. You've all been targeted, lazed, ready, watched, prepared. You're going to be delivered dirt maps so fast, it's going to make your head spin. But hey, here's the problem. I know. Even when the Russians were closing in from the east, and the Americans and the British from the West, Hitler still thought he could win. And I'll give him that. And so you just haven't figured it out yet. All right, let me hit this other news. I said I'd cover this, but I just get so sick of the COVID, even though it's the total takeover. But the good news is all over the world people are rebelling. They're saying no. They're going to church. They're going everywhere. And if the churches are wimps and bought off, they go to the beach or they go to the park. And the cops aren't going along with it either. They know what's happening. They want to intimidate the people to bow down. They want the cops to bow down. They want all of our institutions to bow down so they can become the institutions. And then you've really got a police state. I mean, if the globalists could control the police, as you think the Justice Department's been bad? They only had partial control of it. Then it's a real war. And then I'll be telling you the police are your enemy. By the way, the police know that. They want to make the police start a fight with us. So the good ones all know they got to make the jump. But the good news is the police see through it. And the way the globalists have radicalized the police by educating them about the New World Order is beautiful. I mean, you could have done a better job taking police who already knew what was going on and really letting them know, we have nothing to lose here. We're going to lose the whole country. You're not going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your children, your life. And there's nothing like having nothing to lose. Like Janis Joplin said, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. You ain't got nothing if you ain't free. You ain't got nothing if you ain't free. All you globalists try to threaten us and intimidate us because you think we're like you are. You think when you threaten us and attack us and take things away from us, it makes us want to bow down and get scared of you. No, it just makes us figure out that when we take our shot, that it's for sure and that we get your ass. Because we're not like your candy-ass meth head devil worshippers that can't find their ass with both hands. We know what we're doing. We're competent. And we know you're trying to replace us with your crazy-ass New World Order. And I'm telling you, it's going on the ash heap of history for sure. It is a full moon tonight, isn't it? Look at this. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how to best, quote, persuade Americans to take the COVID-19 vaccine. And I should have started the show with this, but I'll do it tomorrow. It's a GatewayPundit.com article. It's also up on Infowars.com. The federal government and Yale are currently holding clinical trials on how to best to persuade Americans into taking the Fauci-Gates COVID-19 vaccine. Out of the 15 ways to do it, they're finding guilt message, embarrassment message, anger message, and trust in science messages are the best. Trust in science, safe and effective, 100% get sick, and it doesn't protect you. That's the reality. Guilt message, oh, other people are going to get sick if you don't take it. Embarrassment message, oh, you haven't had it, you don't have the app on your phone, you don't have it, you don't have it, you can't come in the Walmart. You can't order anything on Amazon. You don't have it. Got to make sure our drivers are safe. Anger message. They're hurting kids. This kid died of it because you didn't take it. Trust in the science. You got all these trendy millennials that think they get ahead because they bow down. But let me tell you, the general public sees right through it. Meanwhile, red flags soar as Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine liability study. You need to go read the Sattel article at InfoWars.com and get it out, because they're admitting it's hurting people and killing people and making 100% sick, 20% go to the hospital. And they've never had a vaccine that hurts people like this, because it's not even a normal vaccine. It isn't your body learning how to beat something. It goes into your cells and repro. They're like, yeah, people are getting really sick taking this. Meanwhile, the UN says it never is going to end. The COVID's the new way of life. It's going to be lengthy, years and years, because they're going to count every cause of death as it. It's a chimera. You can't even get rid of it. It mutates. Who the hell knows? It's a cover for a bunch of stuff they're going to do to us. Remember who did it to you? Bill Gates said too many people, and now he's got a shot for you. Bill Gates says he wants to kill the majority of humans on Earth, but he wants to save you with a shot. Wisconsin orders mandatory face masks. Some sheriffs refuse to enforce. The answer is saying no and confronting people when they try to guilt you that you're not being a hero. They're these little compliance sheep. Leadership is about saying no. I love going to the grocery store and having arguments with people. I'm not combative. I'm not submitting. And I get stronger. I get stronger. I get stronger. I suddenly have energy. I have a jump in my step. I'm getting the food. I'm going out to the parking lot. I'm confronting people. I'm going home and cooking it. I'm busy. I'm alive. I'm not bowing down. I'm not run by them. They don't control me. I'm not their slave. See how it works? Ohio abandons its hydroxychloroquine ban. Republic outraged. Sanders, the governor. All these doctors say it's good. Bill Gates said the doctor. The studies say it's good. You shut up. You don't have a ban on this in Ohio, you murdering criminal. The whole house of cards is going down. And Tucker Carlson did a whole hour on Fauci and how he's a fraud and a liar Friday night. It's posted on InfoWars.com. And let me tell you, he's going right after the New World Order's president. Fauci's like Bill Gates's right-hand man, and Tucker Carlson should be saluted for the courage he's got at that level to do what he did. Here's what he had to say.
Fauci is 79, but maybe if he had, like, 22-year-old kids who are trying to make their way in this world, in an economy that is headed down the tubes, thanks largely to his recommendations, he would feel differently. It's not merely an inconvenience when your economy collapses. It's the end of the American dream. That's not a small thing. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's not. But if it is, then you probably shouldn't take a pass on the question, are protests and riots okay? Unless you're a total fraud, like a complete fraud.
So he says, you shouldn't, protests are good, but you can't open your church or your business unless you're Walmart. It's all a takeover. They all rigged it, and everybody's finding out about how they ran the Wuhan lab and how Bill Gates and him did it and how they get all this money and how both Gates and him own the vaccine companies. They own the patents on them. Oh, yeah, I agree with Dale Bigtree. You're both the enemy. Everybody hates you, and you're going to prison, Fauci. You little demonic maggot. You criminal piece of trash.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.